Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The Middle East, pretty incredible situation over the weekend. US, Israeli strikes in Iran entering into a third day. We know explosions also heard across the UAE. And I know what's of particular interest, given the international and the Irish connection there as well. I'm sure a lot of worry for Irish families who have citizens living across Abu Dhabi and Qatar, Dubai as well. If you have family, we want to hear how you're feeling this afternoon. It's 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. And I'm sure some of you who were maybe hoping to fly out to the UAE today, what information have you received about those flight cancellations? Email as always, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Caroline is with me on the line today. Caroline's a teacher based in Dubai. How are you feeling, Caroline, this Monday afternoon?
Everything is just feeling very unsettling at the moment, but we're all okay and we're all safe, and that's the most important part. Yeah.
Whereabouts are you based in Dubai?
I'm in a sports city, so we've been hearing a lot of explosions around here. It's everywhere in Dubai. It's kind of not one place in particular. And we're kind of in a high-rise building. We're on the 26th floor. So when all this kind of kicked off on Saturday, we did get quite a fright. We didn't actually know what it was. We thought maybe it was literally, there's a lot of construction happening around us. We thought it may be something fell off a construction site is what we actually thought at first, but then the noise continued on and all the WhatsApp groups started hopping. So in the end, we decided to just actually leave our building, pack our bags, bring our passports and stay with some friends, some other Irish people over here, just so that we could spend the night together and feel a bit safer.
Yeah, and even just, as you said, the 26th floor as well, even just to try and get down to lower levels.
That was it, yeah. So there was drones, missiles, everything up in the sky. And it was very, very scary. So it's been intense. It's been overwhelming. But at the moment, everyone's just trying to stay calm, stay indoors and just listen to official guidance.
Yeah. When did you become aware of what was happening on Saturday afternoon?
I guess it was, I'd say 5 minutes after it happened. We heard the first bang, we ran outside on the balcony and I was going, well, we were kind of looking around confused. And then when we heard it happening over and over, and once we saw everyone's messages, and then there was some alert about something in Abu Dhabi, and we were going, oh my God, a lot of people were going into their basements. So it just got scary. And then later on that night, we got the official alert on our phones, which was quite scary. Everyone's phone hopped at the same time saying, everyone seek shelter, stay indoors, stay away from doors and windows. And then it was bang after bang after bang, and windows and doors were shaking. Yeah, so it was very scary. Yeah.
I mean, that notification, like that, you know, seek shelter alert coming into your phone and to all of your friends' phones that were there with you at the time, Caroline. I mean, I was going to imagine for an Irish citizen living there, I'm not sure how long you're based in the UAE, but have you ever experienced a message or a notification like that before? It must be really frightening to get a message like that.
It was so frightening. It was the fact that all of our phones at the same time, and it's an extremely loud alarm alert that comes in. So it was very scary. I'm here. This is my fifth year here teaching and never experienced anything like this. Place is known for its safety, like one of the safest places in the world. So we've never felt that way. And now with, you know, there's no flights going or anything. So anything that we hear going over us at the moment, it's just unsettling. You're a bit like, okay, that's actually not a flight. That's not a plane going over us. Kind of thought it would be all over on Saturday, but then it's obviously continued. It was quite bad on Sunday morning. And again today, like I was at home online teaching while I could hear the explosions. So it's just intense. Yeah, it's quite scary.
I'm sure for your family back home in Ireland, 1800 453 106 is that number. I mean, have you had an opportunity to have much contact with them, Caroline?
I have, yeah. I know that the headlines can look very scary as well at home. Like, my family are so scared. But on the ground here, what we're experiencing is the interceptions in the sky, and we're being told, you know, that it's all precautionary alerts. It's very unsettling, but we have been told that it's not the city itself that's being attacked and, you know, basically just stay indoors.
And so there is obviously the communication that's coming from the authorities across Dubai and in the UAE. Are you getting communication? Are you satisfied with the level of that?
Yeah, we are. Honestly, we are. We're getting a lot of communication and alerts and saying whether to stay indoors. Some areas, people even got an alert saying that they could go outside at that time. And then there's the Irish Embassy as well. They've just created a WhatsApp group today and want all the Irish, if they can, so that we have a direct line of communication on WhatsApp. So I think that's really good. Mm. Within 5 minutes, 1,000 people had joined the WhatsApp group. And I know that it was full, so they were trying to, I don't know, try and get more people onto it. But yeah, it's reassuring having that as well. It's okay. Really nice.
Yeah, well, good. Well, at least that's, I mean, I can imagine that sort of vacuum of no information must just add to the concern for people that are based there. And Caroline, thank you for joining us today on the line. Alex is with me here on Lunchtime Live. Alex, I believe you were on a flight to Dubai over the weekend. You were turned around.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
So our flight was at 8:20 on Saturday morning. And we were, I think it was about just over four hours over to Dubai. And they came on the mic and said the airspace wasn't safe, that we had to turn back to Dublin. So that's all they came on and kind of said. So no one really had any idea, because this wasn't like, I didn't really hear this in the news leading up to Saturday. But on an Emirates flight, there's like a live TV. So everyone kind of went on to that. And like the big headline was US and Israel attack Iran or something like that. So then everyone was kind of, you know, there was a bit of uncertainty. Like everyone was kind of up then.
And just to clarify, Alex, it was actually announced over the microphone or over the PA system. It was an Emirates flight, isn't that right? That you were going out with at 8:30. Yeah. So you were going out on the 8:30 flight Saturday morning. And I'm sure, like many others that were on that flight, sure, you'd probably be at the airport 3 hours in advance. You'd have been up early. Were you going on holidays?
Yeah, I was going on holidays. We were at the... So before a long haul flight, you go there. So we were there for about 5:15 or so in the airport. And literally nothing was said. Flight took off exactly on time. Nothing was mentioned until we were literally 3 hours away from Dubai.
And did they actually say the airspace wasn't safe?
Yeah, they said the airspace wasn't safe, and that's all they could mention. But then we went on to the live TV, and then we kind of knew that something's been attacked, but we didn't really know the extent of it, to be honest, until I landed back in Dublin. And then I got signal on my phone, and the messages I had off all my family and friends, like one of my friends had texted me saying, "You in Dubai?" So now I'm back in Dublin. He says, "Yeah, the Burj Al Arab, like that big famous building." He says, "That's what they mean, shut down and all."
You must have been absolutely terrified, Alex, when you heard this been announced over the PA system on the flight. I can't begin to imagine what that must be like hearing that when you're mid-air, 4 hours into a journey.
I know, and then yet, like being tacked, like on the news, like I said, being packed, so you don't know what you're thinking, like in the sky at the minute, do you get me, to be honest? And then like people, everyone's watching the news, so, and then like in my head I'm like, my partner's beside me, she's watching the news, and I'm trying to tell her not to watch the news and just watch a film or something, just to get away from it.
So once they made that announcement across the system, Alex, then they said we're going to turn around and we're going back to Dublin. And was there much reaction or chatter from other passengers when that announcement was made?
Everyone was kind of looking, saying what? And then they knocked on the TV, and then everyone was kind of, you know, everyone kind of took off the headphones, and there was a bit of uncertainty like around the airport. Everyone, like there was a few up and down. And like the Emirates air hostess, like they didn't know they were grand, but they have no clue what's happening either. So people's asking them, and they haven't got a clue what's really happening, to be honest, either. Like they're kind of in the blind like us. And then, so we heard nothing, and we were about half an hour away from Dublin then. And they came on for another announcement and had said that, so if you're living in Ireland, like in Dublin, and you have accommodation, that's it, you can go home and stay at home. If you don't have accommodation, come to this desk, the Emirates desk, and they'll sort accommodation. So So then once that came on, we were half an hour away from Dublin. We kind of knew, like, bro, it's serious here. Like,
yeah, this flight isn't going back out later today.
Yeah.
And has there been any, obviously at the moment, flights not travelling to the UAE, but have you had any information or details about, you know, a refund or anything like that, or what happens?
Yeah, so we went to the where to pick up the bags. So as we were picking up the bags, we were going to the desk then just to see what was happening, like, is the flight out or what? So then we had booked through Love Holidays. So then we got an email saying that your whole holiday has been cancelled when we were still in the airport. Your whole holiday has been cancelled. So then since then, we've got another email saying that a full refund is going to be issued to us.
It's going to be issued, okay.
We're just waiting on the full refund now to come back to us.
A short-lived holiday. So, Alex, just 4 hours in the sky.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, basically 7.5 hours, but and then still landed back in Dublin.
Well, look, I mean, at least you're safe and back. And I know some tourists stranded over across parts of the UAE at the moment, and some of them getting in touch with us here this afternoon. We'll chat to them in a moment. Alex, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch. Thanks for sharing your story with us. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Eleanor's on the line. Eleanor, you're living in Dubai. What was your reaction when you heard this announcement on Saturday?
Well, originally we kind of thought to ourselves, oh, it won't be so bad, you know, because we've been here that long. We had the alerts on our phone before, so we thought if it was really serious, we'll get an alert. So we ended up, because we were out at the time down at the marina or Madinat, and it was very calm, nothing happened down there. And then messages started coming in from families, and we thought, oh, it's fine, you know, business as usual. But then a few hours later, we heard the bangs overhead where the missiles were intercepted. And then we started to see a few of the smoke clouds where they had been intercepted. And then we looked at our phones, and then we could see that, oh, right, no, there is something serious here.
Yeah.
So we ended up going home then. And it still felt very calm. You know, I got a taxi home. It wasn't chaotic or anything. So that was reassuring in a way. And it wasn't until Saturday morning, about 6:30, I woke to 3 really loud bangs. And they were so loud that the balcony doors shook and the curtains moved. And then when I went out to the balcony, I looked up, and just right above my apartment building, I could see 2 plumes of smoke. So the missiles must have been very close when they were intercepted.
And so what's going through your mind, Eleanor, when you look out the balcony window and you see that? Like, when that smoke, you know, seems so close to you.
It is. It's quite like unnerving. You feel like, oh gosh, it kind of makes it more real. But then at the same time, I feel quite safe here. You know, the country has such good defence systems in place. I'm not worried about that. I think it's just like, it's uncertainty of how long it's going to last for.
Like, there have been some, I noticed this over the weekend, some suggestions, you know, when people who are living in the UAE saying that that the fear and the concern was being nearly overstated. Like, is that the case? Or, I mean, genuinely, I'm sure people were very concerned listening to what you've described.
Yeah. No, I'd absolutely agree. I think especially the media at home is like hyping it up and make it appear much worse than it is. You know, I'm having to reassure a lot of people because, you know, you can imagine the messages are flooded in. It's like, we're fine, we're very safe. It all calmed down about mid-afternoon yesterday. I went out and did my normal food shop. People are going about their day. Well, not everyone, but
yeah,
it is quite safe to go out. But I am still listening to the, you know, staying in, we're working online. But it's not as bad as the media is making out. And so I'm trying to not look at the social media or influences or anything. I'm just sticking to the verified
the information that you're receiving. And Caroline made that point as well a few moments ago. Are you satisfied with the amount of it, or with the level of information, I suppose, that you're receiving from the government and the authorities?
Yeah, there's regular updates on their channels, and the text messages come out when we need them. So I'm quite happy with how things are. You know,
yeah,
obviously not the whole thing, but I feel very safe. I'm not worried about that we're in major danger, but it is unsettling. I'll say that, yeah.
Have you experienced anything like this there before? To this level?
A few years ago. Not to this level, no. But last year when Qatar was hit, our airspaces were closed and things were shut down, but it was back open within, I think it was 24 hours. So I think when everything happened on Saturday, we just referred back to that and go, oh, it was all fine within 24 hours. We'll be grand this time. Mm. So I'm just kind of going along those lines.
Yeah, following the instruction. Well, look after yourself, Eleanor, and thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Journalist Megan Virgo is with me. Megan, you're also, you're in the UAE on holidays, is that right?
I am. I am on a ship at the moment, so I was due to go on a cruise on Saturday. So I arrived Saturday morning. We must have been one of the last flights into Dubai. So I went Cork, London, London, Dubai. And yeah, we're still here. So it's Monday now and the cruise, for obvious reasons, has been cancelled. But we're on the ship. We're at the port. We can't go anywhere. You can explore the port terminal, but you can't leave if you know what I mean. But
so you're actually staying on the ship, but the ship is just docked basically at the terminal.
Exactly. Yeah. So as we were going on the ship, people were leaving the ship when we arrived to go to the airport. So I can't even imagine what those poor people have gone through, because of course they've had nowhere to stay, and obviously the airport was hit. So it's hard to believe that this is happening, and we're just hoping that we get home safe. The captain has been communicating with us just prior to talking to you. They came on and they said that there might be a small amount of flights going from Abu Dhabi, but they're going to come back to us. So please God, we'll hear something more now in the next few hours about that.
And what about the airline you travelled with? Have you had any communication from them or information from them about possible flights home when airspace reopens?
No, nothing yet. So we were due to fly home on Saturday, so next Saturday, but we just want to get home as soon as possible. I have registered, so I'm travelling with my mom. So I've registered myself and my mom with the Irish Embassy, but I haven't heard anything back from them. I think Caroline there was saying that there's a WhatsApp group, so that's the first I've heard of that. So I'm going to try and get into that group, but I've been checking our news outlets back home as well, just to see if there's any update from the embassy, because we haven't had any emails and I can't see any statement from them. So it would be nice to have more communication on if there is a plan in place to get us back, because I've seen that the UK have already started that and they have given an update. So the communication here in Dubai has been really good, and even the staff on board the cruise have been fantastic. I mean, it's just trying to go on as normal as you can and try and stay calm and not look at social media, not look at the news. But I have been checking my emails just to see if there's any updates from the embassy.
To try and get back a little bit sooner. Well, look, we'll try and maybe put you in contact and see if Caroline has a way of perhaps adding you. I don't know if it's for residents only or not to that WhatsApp group. Megan, thanks a million for joining us and for getting in touch with us. That's Megan Virgo there, a travel journalist due to head off on a cruise, as she just said, from Dubai. Dan is with me on the line. Dan, you're a teacher based in Kuwait, is that right?
Yeah, I am. I'm here since 2013 now.
Okay, so you're there quite a while.
Yeah, I've had the experience, the ISIS phase and the COVID phase, but this one's a bit different this time.
In what way, Dan?
It has that feeling of like uncertainty. Remember when COVID, everybody is inside, it has that kind of vibe in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And yeah, tell me.
So when did you become aware over the weekend of what was actually happening in Kuwait?
I think it was just multiple sources. You know, people were just talking, spreading things on social media and so on. And the Irish Embassy was in touch with us because we have a WhatsApp group. So we're all talking and communicating with each other, you know. And so also the schools where we work, they're in contact with the UK embassy, so there's plenty of information for us.
Yeah, so you can get information from state media there, you can.
Yeah, and there's also, there's a state app that everyone has for their civil IDs and so on, so we all get information from, as I said, multiple different sources, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's just last night was a bit different because where the explosions happened was actually right over my head as well, in the same area. So it's I thought they were jets flying around, but it turns out it was Patriot missiles knocking the drones out. And I was just speaking to other teachers who were just new to the country, and I can see that they're trying to stay calm, but they're like, you know, they were, had they had stayed one more day at home, they wouldn't be here. So there's that kind of regret that they came, you know.
And, so people, and then they literally just nearly landed effectively.
Yeah, because we had a week holiday and they all went home and then they came back. And so they're, you know,
this is what they and then to.
And then the airport is knocked out. So I think for me, somebody has that's been here since 2013, I think even my threshold, you know, is a bit, it's getting a bit tested as well. And I have two girls here, so, you know,
it changes the circumstances. And Dan, where are you from originally in Ireland?
I initially from Dublin, but then I moved down to Kilcock.
Okay. And in terms of trying to keep in contact with family, sure, I'm sure they're probably onto you day and night since this kicked off.
Yeah. My mom is just, you know, she's just exposed to the main channels and she's panicking. But I'd be on video call with her and just reassuring her and stuff, you know.
That you're okay, yeah. And your kids and your girls and all, and I suppose trying to keep them occupied, Dan, as well. So schools are all off at the moment, aren't they? It's work from home, isn't that the?
Well, that's the other thing. They have us just setting tasks, and they were going to go on to online, but everybody's nobody could sleep last night. So I don't know how teachers are going to teach or students are going to learn. So, you know, they're just having us set tasks for the students.
Yeah, and can you still hear that, the noise and this was that interception happening today? Can you still hear that this afternoon?
Yeah, it's to be honest with you, it's frightening. Like, you know, you'd be going to sleep because your sleep is all broken up. You'd be going to sleep and then just big bang, like it hits you right in the gut. And you're just like, you're filled with adrenaline. You're like, how am I going to sleep now? And then the alarms are sounding and, you know, so.
Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Dan, look, I really appreciate you getting in touch with us this afternoon and look after yourself and your family. And thanks for joining us. TJ has got in touch to say, my sister-in-law is in India holidaying, was due to return via Doha when the bombing started. Flight cancelled. She gets paid to get a flight to Amsterdam and then to Luton and then on to Cork for tomorrow. But for now, all flights from Delhi have been cancelled as well. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, Caroline, Alex, Megan, Jesse, Eleanor and Dan, thanks so much for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.